Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the Taoiseach today launched a new five-year strategic plan by the Peter MacFerrie Trust, which aims to build 1,200 social housing units, including 600 designed for single people. But with the latest figures showing 8,000 people need emergency accommodation, is it nearly enough and what more can be done? Well, we're joined now by the CEO of the Peter MacFerrie Trust, Pat Doyle. And Pat, thank you very much for joining us. Do you know at this point where the 1,200 homes will be built?
Good evening, Sarah. Yeah, we're delighted. But you're right, it's no way near enough. It's just a small contribution from the Peter MacFerrie Trust and particularly aimed at singles. So the vast majority of what we will build, over 75% of what we will build, acquisition, renovate, will be for singles, because 55% of people who are homeless currently require a single unit.
And is that where a lot of the problem lies then in terms of the availability of accommodation for people or the lack thereof?
Absolutely. Well, this is going over a 10-year period where there was no one bed built, very little housing built. Where there'd be no one beds. If you look at the Sunday papers, it's all 3-4 bedroom houses being advertised. What the Trust is doing is working with the Department of Housing and the local authorities to show that we can bring in one beds, we can bring them in economically. We brought in 8 one beds, brand new, built them from the ground up in New Street South in Dublin at 245,000 units. But most of what we will be bringing in going forward will be old commercial, old derelict housing. We're going to try to bring back, so we're not competing with first-time buyers, we're not competing with the market, we're helping to regen at the same time as give a key to the door, which is ultimately what we want to do. So we're delighted that the Taoiseach launched a plan today, 1,200 new units. That'll bring the total number of units that Peter MacFerrie Trust manages up to 2,250.
So 1,200 units, and they're being funded by government, is that right, Pat?
Yeah, the vast majority will be funded by different government schemes, repair and lease scheme, CAS scheme, buy and renew scheme. These are schemes where the government, if we see a derelict building and we can prove that it's derelict, it's been derelict for more than a year or two, we can apply to buy it. They give us the money to buy it and the money to do it up. And what we're doing is, even if it's a 3-bed, 2-bed, we're turning them then into 1-bed. So a couple of examples, Sarah, in Cork, because that's where we launched it today with the minister and with the Taoiseach, and also the Minister for Public Expenditure was there as well, Michael McGrath. Just to give you Cork alone, in North Main Street in Cork, we took an old bank, and that's where we were today with the Taoiseach, and we turned the bank into 7 one-bed units. We're looking at Henry Street in Cork, an old warehouse, into 6 one-bed units. We're looking at an old hotel in Bantry, that's a disused hotel, we're looking at 10 units. In Charleville, we're looking at an old school, a disused school, into 8 one-beds. Cove, an old restaurant and shop, into 4 one-beds. So we're not competing there with the market. We're not competing with first-time buyers. We're regenerating towns. Mm. And most importantly, we're giving a key to the door for somebody for life, which changes people's lives.
Absolutely. Mm. And it sounds great what you're doing. And in terms of trying to take these derelict buildings and turn them into housing and accommodation for people, I mean, that has been talked about for so many years now, about something that needs to be done about the derelict buildings. But I just wonder, what do you think of your role in this? I mean, is this your role to do this? Surely this is the state's role to do this.
Well, I think the housing is so complex, and it's come up with every Taoiseach that I've met over the last 10 years or more. Like I remember saying to Enda Kenny years ago, I said, you know, it's all about housing, Taoiseach, with respect. And the election turned into be housing. I've said it to the previous Taoiseach, Leo, and I've said it to this Taoiseach, and they know that housing comes up at the door at every election. Health, housing, comes up, and childcare at every election. And we're only doing a small part of it now. I suppose what we're trying to do in partnership with local authorities and the Department of Housing is we're trying to show example that it can be done. And, you know, in partnership with the Irish Council for Social Housing, then we're going to try to show this to a load of housing bodies to see, can we do more of it? We're only doing a small bit, as you said in the opening, lots more of this. But if every second approved housing body and every second local authority did this, we would certainly wipe out homelessness in rural Ireland, in small towns and villages, and we'd make a significant impact. Like by the end of 22, And we're only there now in the last year. By the end of 2022 in Cork, we'll have brought in 275 units. We're in Kerry as well. When we went into Killarney, Tralee and Listowel, the first housing units we brought in reduced the homeless figures by 13% there. Right. And we're doing that in Ballina, in Mayo. We're doing it in the Midlands. We're doing it in the Northeast. So, you know, others need to do that as well. We'll be part of the new government action plan on housing. And the really good thing, sorry, before I go, say is that what we're particularly targeting is homeless singles who are rough sleepers and children coming out of care. So within this plan, we intend to provide 200 units for children coming out of care.
And how will you do that then, Pat? Say you build these or you convert these 1,200 homes into units. You know, there's obviously a very big, long social housing waiting list that we all know about. Have you got agreement from government that you can fence these off for people who are in emergency accommodation? Yeah. You do? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did. We worked on that, I think, in the last programme for government, was that children coming out of care shouldn't go into homelessness. They've already been labelled as being in care. They've already had a very difficult childhood that brought them into care. We shouldn't be then putting them into homelessness.
So that's 18-year-olds who are...
18-year-olds who have been in care.
Right, exactly. Okay.
And we've been the Trust has been working with kids in care for 40 years. And we know exactly when they're going to turn 18 and we know when they're going to age out. So this scheme of CAS for care leavers will ring-fence one-bed units for them. And we have about 40 at the moment kids in our care, in those CAS units, and we want another 200 units to do our bit to make sure those kids don't end up in homes.
All right. Well, look, thank you very much for joining us to talk us through it, Pat. That's Pat Doyle, who's CEO of the Peter McVeary Trust. And Pat, just before I let you go, if you're still there, if people want to find out more about that, it's focusireland.ie. Would you have more information if people are interested?
It'd be the Peter McVeary Trust.ie.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's okay. We work with Focus Ireland as well. Peter McVeary Trust.ie.
All right.
You can get that on our website.
Pat, thank you very much for joining us this evening.